I raised my family at AWC pretty much. You know, being a coach, it's just a blessed experience. My daughter was just a little tomboy baseball nut with her little cap to the side, sitting in the dugout with sunflower seeds in her mouth, and just thinking of those kind of memories and how your players treated them. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And then my son was next, 3 years younger, and just growing up at the field. And you just wouldn't believe the little things. In 1995, when we were number two or number three in the country, and we were expected to go to the national tournament in St. George, Utah, was the big West District Finals, and we lost. We were upset. And a lifetime memory, and we have a snapshot of it, of one of our best players hailing out of Mexico, didn't speak that good English, consoling my daughter after the tournament down the right field line, and they were both crying. I mean, just you just remember little things like that. It's special for my wife all those years and my family and to be able to share it with them and there, you know, there's dumb silly stories. What a dopey guy all us dads are. There's one time we're on campus. My daughter's about this tall. We had the little kind of coach's room next to my office over in athletics, and I'm meeting my family at McDonald's in town right across the freeway at the edge of town, and I pull up, and my wife looks at me, and my daughter's not with us. Well, I left her out in the coach's room and had to look at my wife's eyes and go, oh, I did it again, and I had to bust your rear end coming back to campus, and guess what's happened? And she's a little pretty smart little kid, and I get back in campus, and the softball girls are taking care of her in the room, and they're drawing up plays or something on the blackboard. So it's just kind of a neat thing and a family thing, and the kids were great to your kids and the other sports. And I think back, especially back in the old days, it was really a family atmosphere.